Is it true that opposites attract? Meet Jade Gulliver and David Lim.
Hi, I'm Jade. Why can't every night be a quiet night in? I'm socially awkward and I hide behind sarcasm. I can't dance and I have no rhythm. I secretly want to be an extra on Neighbours.
I suppose I'm a bit dramatic. Very much a social butterfly. A total pop music junkie. My ideal Saturday night would be to hit the clubs and dance like a hoe.
Can you handle the difference? Get ready for Different Strokes.
Because it takes different strokes to move the world. Yes, it does. It takes different strokes to move the world.
That's a David Lim discovery right there. That's Rosalyn Ewan. Where do you go from here?
When you say discovery, David Lim discovery, it's just not. It's not a nugget.
You found that you unearthed a nugget.
Yeah.
And brought it in for airplay is what I'm saying.
Yeah. In short, it's not me in drag and really good auto tune. So it's, trust me, it's not me. It's actually someone I discovered. I didn't like pull her out of the dirt or anything. She's actually got her own EP out. Her name is Rosalyn Ewan, as we said. And that song, Where Do We Go From Here, is taken from her EP called Garden, which I believe you can get on iTunes.
Oh, okay. We'll look into that then. And so she's, you know, she's a local indie artist. Very good, good work on that one.
That's right. I'm trying to channel Jade's taste in music tonight. As you can see, no young divas.
And then before that was Kate Miller-Heidke, Words. And before that, Ben Harper and the Innocent Criminals, In the Colours.
Beautiful, beautiful. You're listening to Different Strokes on Joy 94.9 here with Jade and Dave, and it is that time of the week again where we walk a day in each other's shoes. This week's shoe swap, I had to be an animal lover. I'm sure a lot of people probably cringe or sort of raise an eyebrow to that statement because they're like, don't people inadvertently just naturally love animals anyway? Mm. And they're like, but Dave, you're so nice and lovable. Surely, you know, loving animals is part of your, you know, fairy tale caricature, you know. It's just part of your instincts because, you know, you're just like Bambi. You're so lovable, Dave. Surely you love animals. I don't say I hate animals, you know, but it's just I never grew up with animals, Jade. You know, people have pets when they're growing up, like household pets.
Yes.
I never had that. For very fundamental reasons, because when my parents first got married, they decided to get a dog together as a trial before you get kids. You know how some couples do that?
Yeah, trying it out, seeing if they can handle the responsibility.
The dog ran away after 2 weeks.
Oh, okay.
But still, it didn't stop my parents from procreating. They procreated.
They thought maybe the kids will run away.
Yeah, just like the dog. But, you know, 21 years later, I'm still living under their roof. But bottom line is I never grew up with a history of pets, and I find that my unease with animals probably came from that, like my naturally just awkwardness around animals. I don't know whether to pat it or just don't move so it doesn't bite my genitals off, or, you know,
get down on your hands and knees and be submissive so it doesn't think you're a threat.
Okay, not the first time I've heard those comments. So I did a bit of soul searching, if you will, this week before I went and pat some animal, or like you said, got down on my hands and knees. Before I did that, I did a bit of soul searching, like what actually causes me to be uneasy around animals. Obviously, the big one was lack of exposure. Like I said, a lot of kids in Australia did grow up with animals around them. But, you know, my parents, when we were in Malaysia, you know, they were a bit of a germaphobe. So they're like, oh, they think animals are dirty and cats would leave hair all over the place. That's why we didn't have cats. Dogs would just poo everywhere. Well, what animal doesn't poo, you know? That's why we didn't get dogs, you know, because no one would clean up after it. So we had this idea that animals are unhygienic. Because humans are so clean.
Especially young children.
Exactly. I don't know why they procreated, but, you know, bottom line is I didn't get that kind of exposure. And coupled with, you're going to love this, Jade, a couple of negative experiences when I was younger dealing with animals. Like, because obviously I don't live in a bubble. I do go and visit friends' places and they end up having pets. And I don't know how to react to their family pets. Sometimes they're excited to see me and the dogs would jump on me.
Yep.
And I would just sort of back off, or sometimes just freeze. And I remember when I was about 8, I got chased around the yard by some dumb mutt. It was just nasty little poodle-y thing. I don't know what it was, but it just chased me around the yard. I was so young, and it really terrified me because the teeth looked so sharp.
Yes.
And ever since then, no matter how little the dog, I wouldn't go up and pet it. That's how scared I am of dogs. And with another kind of animal, the lizard. If anyone's ever been to Malaysia or any parts of Southeast Asia, we have something called house lizards. They're not pets.
They just live in houses?
They're sort of like pests, you know, sort of like flies. You know, you wonder sometimes how the fly got in the house and yes. it just gets in, just finds its way in. The house lizard will be anywhere flies are. So let's say you've had the light bulb on in the living room for ages and there's a lot of insects there.
Yes.
You find a little pale house lizard just crawling from your window and just go up and try to feed on the flies.
Ah.
They're like little geckos, okay? It's hard to explain, Jade, but they're tiny, they're harmless. People in Malaysia, they grew up with that. They don't even care. But for some reason, when I was growing up in Malaysia, I used to be really scared of them.
Yes.
And I never got over it. When we left for Australia when I was 12, I had a very traumatic experience in my last week in Malaysia. I was in a toilet. Not to overshare, don't worry. You don't have to cover your ears, y'all. I was in a toilet. I was preparing to sit down. So you know the nature of the business I was about to undertake.
Really?
And from the corner of my eye, I could see a lizard right next to the light bulb. The door was already shut and I really needed to go.
Mm-hmm.
So I thought, if I sit still enough and try not to cause too much of a ripple, maybe
it is getting to the point of overshare.
Maybe it wouldn't notice and it wouldn't drop its friggin' tail on me or, you know, jump on me. But as soon as I slammed the door and I dropped the toilet seat and made a loud bang, the lizard jumped. And I never seen a lizard fly before, but it bounced off the tiny little walls. And all anyone could hear was just this kid screaming in the toilet. And my mum came knocking, "Are you okay?" I'm like, I was just screaming for a good 5 minutes, you know, traumatized by that bouncing lizard that was bouncing off the walls. It was obviously more scared of me than I was of it, but hey, I screamed. So ever since then, I was just like, no, I don't want to be around animals.
Well, you're very vulnerable when you're on the toilet too, so it's probably the worst time to have an encounter.
To be caught with an animal that you don't really want to share space with.
Yeah.
So that really taught me a lot about animals, that they're unpredictable.
Mm-hmm.
So I never got pets because – I never got birds because they flutter. When they flutter, I don't know what they're going to do. They're going to, like, you know, claw my eye out or something. You know, I don't know what they're going to do. So – and it's – it was an experience that plagued me for a long time. The only pets I could ever have was goldfish because I don't have to touch them. There's no contact.
Yes.
So I could have fish. And I've been looking up lots of websites this week to try to overcome my fear. Not so much gripping fear, but just unease around animals.
Mm-hmm.
And there are a couple of steps to it. So if you do have a phobia of animals, I hope you're taking notes because obviously this one's prepared for the worst case scenario. I know I'm a bit dramatic, but I'm really not as bad as people that have sincere, honest phobia of animals. Like if you do have a sincere sort of gripping phobia of animals, what they suggested was actually getting a piece of paper and drawing the animal first.
Mm-hmm.
So just draw a picture of the animal. And then once you're comfortable drawing pictures of, let's say, a dog, progress to seeing photos of dogs.
Mm.
Nice doggies photos. And then seeing video footage of doggies. Nice, nice doggies. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And the next step will be actually to look at a dog, a real life dog, behind a glass window. No contact, just look.
Mm-hmm.
And then finally, once you've built your confidence up, you can get a family friend or someone who has a really nice puppy or a nice dog, harmless enough, docile, obviously, mm-hmm. because you don't want to put yourself in a deep end. So get a nice pet and start building very positive experiences with a friendly animal. You know, don't try to overexpose yourself too much at a time. Like I wouldn't spend a whole day with animals in my situation. I would probably spend about 15 minutes to half an hour and then go, oh, that was nice. You know, that dog wasn't so bad. That lizard didn't friggin' jump off the walls, you know. Not all animals are that whack. So try to build more friendly, happy thoughts to do with animals. And I think that's how you become an animal lover. It's just overcoming the lack of exposure and exposing yourself to positive experiences. And,
I think that I can probably apply this to my contact with human beings, Dave.
Really?
Yeah.
Find that parallel?
First, or? I'm gonna start by drawing a person. And then I'm going to watch video footage of a person.
Nice, friendly people.
And then I'm going to look at them through a window.
Tap them on the glass. Hello.
And then eventually I'll have face-to-face contact.
But not too much at one time, just small doses.
Yeah, just 10 or 15 minutes here or there.
Then take a breather, take a time out.
Yeah, definitely.
I hope you found that insightful, my little transition to being an avid animal lover.
I did.
And, you know, next week when I come into the studio, I can probably expect, like, you know, people bringing their pets in. Oh no. Yes. You've been listening to our Shoe Swab segment on Different Strokes with Jade and Dave. Coming up now, I'm still trying to be all indie and down with it, aren't I?
Oh, yeah. What's this one?
This is Ben Lee, Gambling With.
This is straight out of the Jade playbook.
This is absolutely straight out of the Jade iTunes list.
Yeah.
Jade has a thing for Ben Lee, so I'm trying to just channel that tonight.
Mm-hmm.
And coming up after this, it's your turn, Jade.
Yes, I'm going to be a party hostess with the mostess. You can listen to Different Strokes live on Joy 94.9, Wednesday nights, 11 to 1. For more information, go to joy.org.au or myspace.com/Different Strokes Radio.